Welcome to the first full-length My Face is on Fire podcast. I hope to get something fairly basic done today, and that's to share a bunch of responses or explanations I've found to what is, in some ways, I guess, one of the most critical questions that you can ask when considering the ethics of animal exploitation, and certainly before talking to others about its moral implications. That question is, what is veganism? It's significant since, if as animal rights advocates we're going to try to advocate it, I'd like to think that those with whom we're discussing it actually understand what we mean by veganism. I spent a lot of time on my blog writing about inconsistencies, misrepresentations, and flat-out lies that pop up in mainstream media and across the internet when what it means to be vegan is brought up. It may seem like nitpicking sometimes to those who are vegan, or who at least do understand what is meant by veganism. It's important to remember a couple of things, though. At least, I think it's important to remind myself of them. First, whenever a mainstream media article presents someone's misinterpretation of the term in some sort of matter-of-fact way, and that misinterpretation of it gets absorbed by a reader who's unfamiliar with veganism, or who's heard of it but hasn't spent a lot of time thinking about it, this feeds into how that reader will then think about what we do or don't owe non-human animals. It sort of qualifies it from the get-go. Furthermore, watered-down misrepresentations of the term veganism in the media sidestep a focus on animal rights to instead focus on regulationist campaigns involving the treatment of animals, self-motivated health reasons or environmental concerns, also end up qualifying any changes this reader or listener may, you know, may not make to his or own consumption habits. That aside from lumping vegan in with all things pertaining to, you know, loving only the cutest fluffy animals, the individual could be left associating or conflating it with locavorism or environmentalism or putting it on par with the latest crash dieting trends. Now, why is this an issue? The potential health and environmental benefits to veganism, albeit great, are ancillary. Additionally, when you use something like health-related reasons to motivate people, you may be able to get them to make changes to their diet, but how would that convince them to stop wearing leather or to stop supporting circuses or zoos? Some people claim that veganism is using air quotes, is a good way to lose weight. But again, the focus is strictly on diet and on dieting. And aside from the fact that it ignores animal use outside of animals used for food, what's to stop people who purport to adopt a so-called vegan diet from going back to eating animal products once they lose the weight? Particularly if they didn't take the interests and rights of non-humans, of all non-human animals, whether eaten, worn, or otherwise used, seriously. Oprah went on a 30-day cleanse several months ago, calling it a vegan cleanse. Did it get people thinking about veganism? I'm sure that it got people thinking about not eating animals for 30 days, until they felt cleansed. Then what? Mark Bittman pushes his vegan before sick shtick and talks about its health and weight loss benefits, stressing how otherwise using but not eating animal products before dinner, but then indulging yourself in whatever you'd like between dinner and bedtime is more healthy. Is it more healthy? Possibly. Is eating animal-free 2 out of 3 meals a day vegan? Of course not. I'm sure that it got people thinking about not eating animals for 2 out of 3 meals a day until they can pat themselves on the head and treat themselves to a good old turkey burger for dinner. But how does this in any way change their views about using non-human animals in any significant way? With all of this going on, I've been reading more and more foodie articles where someone will launch into this frenzied and titillating confessional about being unable to resist the smell of the cooked flesh of this or that pig, but then try to balance it out with some sort of sense of consumption goodliness by mentioning that she eats vegan a few times a week. Well, I eat an apple or pink grapefruit every morning. They're animal-free. Is this eating vegan a few times a week? Should anyone who ordinarily consumes animal flesh and secretions or who uses animals as things really be calling the occasional consumption of an animal-free product, like a fruit, eating vegan a few times a week? Whether they should or shouldn't, they do. And that's where it gets problematic. So then, what is veganism? What does it mean to be vegan? This term coined by Donald Watson over 65 years ago. I won't go into the history of it at this time, at least not all of it. That may be fodder for a future podcast. Instead, I want to share some responses to the question I've received over the past couple of weeks. I first contacted Professor Gary L. Francione to ask him for his definition of veganism, and he stated the following. Ethical veganism, which extends not only to matters of food, but also to the wearing or use of animal products, is a moral and political commitment to the abolition of animal exploitation by the individual. Ethical veganism involves the rejection of the commodity status of non-human animals, the notion that animals have only external value, and the notion that animals have less moral value than do humans. Ethical veganism is a recognition of the moral personhood of animals. Now, Elizabeth Collins, host of the spectacular New Zealand Vegan podcast, had this to say.
It's so wonderful that you're doing a podcast. I'm very, very, very pleased. This is Elizabeth from New Zealand Vegan Podcast, and I'm just responding to the request for your first official episode, which is What is Veganism? And I don't know if this is any use to you, but I want to say what veganism isn't, and it's not a diet. I'm actually going to do a podcast on that topic myself, but that's the main thing that I want to say. It's not a diet, and I think we need to get away from that completely. A diet is just part of veganism. For me, veganism is a rejection of violence, a rejection of the commodification of animals, and a refusal to participate in the slavery and exploitation of animals, and a refusal to participate in violence in as much as a human being can on this earth in their life as an individual. Doesn't mean that we are all completely free from participating in it, unfortunately. But as a species, we have no place committing violence. We're not carnivores. We don't need to kill. And, you know, obviously people always bring up scenarios of self-defense and emergency situations, but all of that aside, I would say that it is above and beyond everything else. It is a rejection of violence against all animals, and it is a refusal to participate in their use and their commodification, and that includes human animals, obviously. So for me, it's the whole package. It's the whole recognition that all living sentient beings have the right not to be property, human and non. It's a rejection of violence against human beings and non-human beings, and it's not a diet. Okay, well, I hope that helped, and I'm really glad that you're doing this. Thank you so much. Bye.
Technology is lovely. So Nathan Schneider, who maintains the vegan abolitionist blog, wrote in the following. Veganism has two key components. First, being morally opposed to all exploitation and murder of sentient non-humans. Second, not participating in the exploitation and murder of sentient non-humans. In other words, veganism involves adopting an ethical stance as well as the behaviors consistent with that stance. A brief summary of both components cannot provide guidance on how to behave in every situation we might encounter. Moreover, it will lead to certain questions. For instance, someone would be correct to point out that avoiding all use and killing of non-human animals is next to impossible in an overwhelmingly speciesist society. In response to these difficulties, some definitions of veganism will be more nuanced than others. Ultimately, even the most basic and terse definition must include the rejection of non-human exploitation, both in principle and in daily practice. A few other vegan friends sent in their own 2 cents worth by email after I'd asked the question on Twitter. Meg wrote to me that veganism is the idea that animal exploitation is wrong and that we should therefore try our best to avoid contributing to it. Ikara wrote, veganism is the realization that humans are not intrinsically superior to all other animals, and therefore any harm which would be unacceptable to inflict upon a fellow human must likewise not be inflicted upon fellow animals. It is the philosophy that we should avoid violence, including indirect violence, that which is committed for us behind slaughterhouse doors. It is the refusal to become numb and complacent in the name of being a good consumer. Simply put, veganism is ethics in action. Jordan Wyatt, host of Coexisting with Non-Human Animals, another abolitionist podcast to which you should really be listening, offered up the following.
Veganism is my way of extending a hand of friendship to all other animals. I grew up being nice to animals, as I was told that was kind. That is to say, after rain, I'd walk through the streets picking stranded worms out of puddles with a rubber spatula, but I still ate pigs and sheep and chickens and cows. I would rescue flies from spider webs, but I'd wear leather shoes and wool, and I'd drink cow's milk and eat chicken's eggs. I was never told about vegetarians or vegans growing up. I was told that I had to act like a man. If I showed weakness, I'd be scolded with, "You'd never handle it at the works," which is a New Zealand slaughterhouse designed for exporting dead animals. Women were to be gentle, men had to be dominating. I see veganism as showing my intention to be a friend to all animals. When I was old enough to be considered a man, I decided to be vegan. Being a man is all well and good, but I'm aiming higher up the ladder of masculinity. I'd rather be a gentleman.
Thank you, Jordan, for that. Again, the need to fine-tune my technological wizardry is somewhat overwhelming, but I shan't dwell on it for the moment. I also want to read a post of Dan Cudahy's from this past October 19th, from his Unpopular Vegan Essays blog. It touches upon a few things I've mentioned earlier while explaining why one's motivation to go vegan is pretty much enmeshed in the meaning of veganism itself. Dan gave me the go-ahead to read the entire thing, which is called The Definitions of Veganism and Vegan. It starts, "The Vegan Society gives us an accurate and authoritative definition of veganism as follows. The word veganism denotes a philosophy and way of living which seeks to exclude, as far as is possible and practical, all forms of exploitation of and cruelty to animals for food, clothing, or any other purpose, and by extension promotes the development and use of animal-free alternatives for the benefit of humans, animals, and the environment. In dietary terms, it denotes the practice of dispensing with all products derived wholly or partly from animals. The best broad definition of, quote, a vegan is one who embraces veganism as defined above, according to Dan. Another definition of a vegan comes from the Vegan Society's website. They write, "A vegan is someone who tries to live without exploiting animals, for the benefit of animals, people, and the planet. Vegans eat a plant-based diet with nothing coming from animals. No meat, milk, eggs, or honey, for example. A vegan lifestyle also avoids leather, wool, silk, and other animal products for clothing or any other purpose." Dan continues, "It is clear that any reasonable definition of a vegan or veganism always goes beyond mere diet and always includes the ethical reasons for avoiding animal products. Therefore, phrases like, quote-unquote, vegan diet are confusing, and phrases like ethical vegan are redundant. Further, there's no such thing as a health vegan or an environmental vegan. Most vegans also include health and environmental sustainability as excellent benefits reaped by being a vegan, but these are only additional benefits of being a vegan, not necessary or sufficient reasons to be a vegan. The only necessary and sufficient reason for being a vegan is the ethical reason of avoiding exploitation and cruelty to sentient non-humans." So that's Dan's input. So I wanted to throw all of this out there to use as a starting point to establish that veganism isn't a part-time gig, that it's not limited to what we eat, and that by definition, it's not primarily motivated by personal interests or environmental concerns. Veganism is a refusal to participate in the use and commodification of non-human animals. It's disconcerting how many articles and discussions of it, of which I see more and more, there are that sidestep this completely and that conflate it with things that it isn't. And over the next few months, once I master the technological wizardry necessary, I hope to have some guests on from time to time to drill down and discuss some aspects of it in a bit more detail, along with many other different segments I'd like to feature on the podcast in the future. In an interview with Eric Marcus several months ago, Jonathan Safran Foer described veganism as the last step to take with regards to what we do for non-human animals. As an abolitionist, I firmly believe that in keeping with Professor Gary L. Francione's abolitionist approach to animal rights, that going vegan is the first step, not the last, that it's the moral baseline from which all of our words and actions spring forth as we go on living this thing called life the best way we can. So, in the meantime, my thanks go out to everyone who weighed in with answers to the question, what is veganism? I thank you all for listening and apologize profusely for any clicks, hisses, or purrs heard during this broadcast. Please check out the My Faces on Fire blog and the My Faces on Fire Facebook page, or follow me on Twitter at MFIOF. This is Milan Ouellette. Take care.